The Electoral Commission is asking Ghanaians not to use physical appearances to determine who is or who is not a citizen. Its public relations officer, Sylvia Anor, said the public must follow the commission's set procedures in addressing or challenging a person's nationality. She spoke in an interview with Rebecca Ekpe and explains why some biometric registration centers may experience long queues.
We are supposed to register where we live. Now you have a situation where you see people trooping into areas where they are not supposed to register. Now, if it's a normal situation, fine. But if we know that where you're going to register is not where you are going to vote, I would advise that you just come out of the queue and then wait for your turn, so that we do not create an impression that there are long queues. When you're able to analyze the queue, certain people, though they may be qualified, don't belong to stations.
Regarding education, for example, on the issue of challenging people who are citizens of this country, the Electoral Commission has a form designed for people to just fill out just to avoid confrontation. Do you think people are really aware of this procedure?
There are people who know the law very well. They would, for one reason or the other, they want to flout, and the security agencies are there to deal with them. Now, if you have a station where we have told the general public time and time again that don't physically prevent anybody from registering, so that there is no need at all pulling people, trying to fight people at registration centers. When that happens, it moves away from our domain. It becomes a security issue, and then the police would come in and then deal with the situation accordingly.
On the issue of nationality, we understand that there are reports where people are being asked to speak Chi to determine their eligibility as Ghanaians. Do you think this is right?
Appearances can be deceptive. You may see somebody who doesn't look Ghanaian by our definition of who a Ghanaian is. That is quite technical. And the legal people would have to interpret who a Ghanaian is. But for us, a Ghanaian citizen should be able to not necessarily speak the language. If you do not speak the language, it doesn't mean that you may come from elsewhere. There are people who speak English at home.
Principal Public Relations Officer of the Electoral Commission, Sylvia Anor, in that interview with Rebecca Ekpe.